Right, I've just bumped into Max Everingham. Well, it wasn't much of a bump because he sat across the table and we were talking about keynotes. Now, you went to the keynotes I didn't go to. You're from a... Is that a company called Gadget Guy?
Yeah, it's a company called Gadget Guy. They have an online website and they print magazines as well.
So, publishing and a website where you can buy gadgets?
Or? No, well, I think they have links for buying them, but they're mostly just for publicising them, just for promoting.
And what's your job?
I'm a freelancer for them. I get gigs for them, and I'm here now covering hardware. In fact, the only story they wanted was on hardware. So,
right, yeah. Excellent. That's probably them saying, get more stories on hardware. So what did you think to the keynotes that I didn't attend, the PlayStation and the Nintendo?
I thought the Nintendo one for me came over as a little bit more corporate than I'd expected, I think. The whole style of presentation has become very, very corporate in the last few years, which for me was a bit disappointing. I kind of associate them with...
Did they use PowerPoint?
No, but they were all very, very... It was very orchestrated, overly orchestrated, I thought, you know, and too many sort of... everything was staged too much, really. And I thought for a company that, certainly, particularly for Nintendo, which is a company that's now priding itself on going in a slightly different direction and appealing to a more mainstream base, I think they could have been a bit more fun. But yeah, they just came over as overly corporate for me. But they showed a few interesting things. Wii Motion Plus, I hear from my friends who work for Nintendo magazines that it's very exciting and that it actually does add a lot of accuracy to the motions.
So more accurate.
Yeah, I kind of interpret it in my mind as something that maybe now it works fully, whereas perhaps it doesn't. It didn't before. You know,
Have you seen the Wii bowling ball?
I haven't, no. I think the sword play was very interesting. I remember when Lego Star Wars came out for the Wii, everyone got excited about using lightsabers and then found that it wasn't very effective. I think with Motion Plus it would be a lot more effective. So that was kind of a nice announcement. I think, you know, their hardware stats are always very interesting and blow everyone else's away. So.
How do you think that kind of stands next to Xbox saying, well, we can do this kind of stuff without any controller?
Yeah,
have you actually seen the technology?
I have, obviously I saw the technology from Sony following, which was similar. They were holding the controller, but you know it was similar. I personally a little bit sceptical about how much gamers really want to get off.
Gamers don't want to get off, otherwise I'd go out more.
Well, you know, I frankly like sitting on my sofa playing games. I don't really want to get up and wave my hands around madly like some sort of crazy baboon playing a game. And even just watching them on the stage, they look fairly faintly ridiculous, I think, playing the games.
But they all are fit. There wasn't any.
Yeah, I guess you get
people.
Fit. You definitely get fit doing it.
So, what was. I didn't see PlayStation either. What were they up to?
So they were concentrating on content, pretty much exclusively content, which I thought was a very good emphasis for them. And
lots of sequels, same as everybody else.
Or? Lots of sequels, but you know, sequels to very stunning games. Frankly, I think you know the two that the most blew me away, I think, were Assassin's Creed 2, which just looks extraordinary, and Uncharted: Drake's Fortune. I think they, which is now a different subtitle, obviously, for the new
one. Are these games doing that you think are pushing the envelope?
I think they're doing possibly not anything very, very different, but they're just much better than the competition. I think Assassin's Creed, you know, I suppose Ubisoft started with the Prince of Persia games of being incredibly fluid animation and fluid movement, character movement, and that's, you know, that's times 10 in Assassin's Creed. Looks amazing, clambering over the city. The amount of processing that it's just doing for processing the game, the processing power, and huge vistas that you can see when you're up in high spots, and you know the sheer exploration or possibilities of exploration are fantastic, I think. So that was very, very impressive, and they've added a lot more content, things that were kind of missing in the first game. So there's flight is involved now and things, so that was very interesting. And I think with Uncharted, it's that combination of the adventure genre, which is pretty much dying as a genre, I think, so they're sort of breathing a bit more new life into it, along with incredible voice acting and actual character acting, I suppose, which is all based on real life actors.
Pretty interesting. I'm going to have to have a closer look. Have you covered all floors, all companies, everything you possibly can?
I've been to most of them. I haven't really had hands-on with many of the games yet. I'm saving that for tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, so. I think a lot of people are saying they're going to be doing a bit more playing tomorrow. Anything that's kind of raised an eyebrow around the Castle Xbox, this massive stand? That if you get in has got pretty good cakes, actually.
I've so far been denied entry, I'm afraid. I don't think I'm important enough to get entry to the inner sanctum of Microsoft. But not much. I haven't seen much on the Microsoft stand, but actually I'm British, but I live in Australia, and I love NFL. I'm quite an anomaly in that respect. And so I'm always excited to see Madden. I think it's and it looks extraordinary again this year. But I haven't really looked at any more detail of the Microsoft stand yet.
They had Victoria Beckham wandering around not too long ago.
I heard you speaking about her earlier, but I wasn't sure why she was there.
Yeah, funny thing is, not that many people actually know why she was there, because it wasn't to be photographed there. So I think you're allowed to say she was there, which is what I'm doing now. Right. Excellent. Job done. So tomorrow, mostly playing games. Anything, any work?
No, I don't think so. I want to get my hands on the PSP Go as well. I want to see how that plays when it's open, because you can only really play it in its open form, when it's slid open, because that's where the controls
balance,
are.
I imagine, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm sure they've done a lot of work there, but I want
to
see whether it
plays. Are you a PSP player
normally? No, it gathers dust. I have the 1000, the Japanese version, and it just gathers dust at home. So
yeah, mine. I think I haven't played mine for nearly a year. When you think Wi-Fi enabled, browser, all this kind of stuff, and technically it's a good bit of kit.
Technically, it's an extraordinary bit of kit. But I think for me, the killer was the battery. The battery just doesn't last very long, and I get just fed up every time I turn it on. Well, it doesn't turn on because the battery's flat, and I have to go looking for the cable to.
There's always something missing. I think. They should have a conference where they just invite lots of geeks in a room and they say, what do you want?
That's right, yeah.
We want battery power. Yeah. We want Wi-Fi out of the box.
You know, with a portable, it's always... I guess a portable with a colour screen is always a challenge. Battery power is always the biggest challenge, but it's also the most important, because there's no point having a portable piece of junk you can't play. If you can't play it, it becomes junk. So
what do you mostly...
Power would be the most important.
I mean, have you, for your job, got to have every console on the go? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was a gaming journalist for 9 years, and I then went to work for publishers, worked for Codemasters and EA. So I've pretty much been around the block there, and I have a 13-year-old son, a couple of other kids as well. So I actually have two Xbox 360s, two XDKs, two PlayStation 3s, two Nintendo Wiis at home.
How many tellies?
PS2.
Hang on, don't answer
five.
That. Oh no, I don't know if your licensing laws are different to ours. Five TVs, that's not so bad. In the UK, I think you can only have three before they come around and lock you up.
Oh, that's right, yeah. No, there's no license. Although we do have the ABC, like the BBC, and we even called it Auntie there as well.
Oh, really?
Enough. Yeah.
Weirdness.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yes, fully gamed up to the max. Best game of all time, ever?
My favourite is Pilot Wings, but I always get a lot of flack for that on the N64. I thought it was amazing, yeah. I love that.
Well, have a really good day tomorrow. I want to say thank you once again, Max. Take care. Cheers.
Thanks very much.
So I'm leaving Max, and I'm walking around the floor just to see how many people are actually doing any work here. Lots of people drafting copy. I heard two journalists being told off a little bit ago. A guy came up to them and says, Max has just, not Max, I'm just using that name as because that's who I've been talking to. Okay, Bob has just been on the phone. You're not filing copy fast enough. There are blogs which are running the stories before we are. Can you please do something about that? Which I find quite interesting. Well, why don't they just get a blog and then copy the copy from the blog? Why are they taking so long? Very interesting. Every single publication you can possibly imagine in here typing away. I hope I get a little bit of time tonight to actually have a look around what some of the publications are saying, and whether or not it mirrors some of my thoughts on what is quite a spectacular show. And I'm hoping to actually relax a little bit tomorrow, not get so uptight about Wi-Fi, and have a play with some of the stuff myself. Lovely.